Welcome back in the press row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a great weekend. Well, Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer, had a pretty nice weekend. Top 20 finish at the AT&T Byron Nelson, pocketed a nice and neat $118,500, shot in the 60s all four rounds, and live to tell about it, because that was some serious, serious rain that they had throughout last weekend in Texas. Stephen, thank you so much. Was that quite the slosh fest you had to go through?
Yeah, I guess they tell me it's Dallas weather all the time like that. We had the first day, it was like 80, and then it was 45 in the morning, and then it was raining, and we just, you know, had a week of all seasons, I guess. But yeah, it was pretty wet.
All right, and Stephen, there's some all sorts of indicators that can kind of, you know, we can use to wonder how golfers are doing. And I mean, your FedEx rank is up from a year ago. You've made a little over 400,000 this year. You made 422,000 last year, so you've almost matched your total from a monetary standpoint. But I mean, if I just ask you point blank, do you feel like you're having a better season this year than a year ago?
Last season, I had a pretty long slump there in the middle of the year, which, was obviously pretty frustrating. But this year, I haven't really obviously played as well as I want to. But the bad, you know, sometimes I'll make the cut or something and not have a great weekend, which is definitely not what you want. But at least we're making the cut, and we're you know, getting rounds in, and we're, you know, kind of getting under the pressure a little bit, and it's finally kind of coming around, and I'm looking forward to like a long, long, successful summer for sure.
You know, we've talked before, and you had so much success on the web.com tour that you're just like, I've got to get that same comfort level on the PGA tour than I had on the web.com. Do you feel like you're making inroads in that area from a nerve standpoint?
Yeah, this week really helped. I've been kind of struggling a little bit, and Charlotte was awful. I missed a cut by a million. So I just kind of regrouped a little bit. And you know, it's golf's weird. You know, I can miss a cut by 12 last week, and you know, I have a chance, I guess, to, you know, if I have a really good weekend, I have a chance to get up, you know, near the leaders. And I really did feel comfortable this weekend, working on some new stuff. And it's good to kind of see it, you know, work out under pressure. You know, I was feeling it pretty hard on Saturday and Sunday, and that's what you kind of want to do. You want to see some good shots when you feel it a little bit, and that's when we kind of draw confidence from our game, when that happens, and when you can see that a lot. So like I said, it was a great weekend for me as a confidence builder, and I'm gonna build on that and hopefully have a bunch more good finishes and maybe a win in there at some point.
All right, and Stephen, when you think about it, you always hear about the grind and just having to keep grinding each week. You know, what does that do to a patience level when you think about, you know, we love having you on, we have Luke List on, we have Keith Mitchell on. When you think about, I guess, in last year's Honda Classic, Luke finished second, and that earned him FedEx Cup points, money, and, you know, stuff that just set him up for the year. And it's the same way with Keith winning the thing. When you haven't had that top five yet, and you hadn't had that just big windfall, how tough is it just to stay patient and grind at this thing?
Yeah, you know, you gotta realize that it builds on it, you know. And Keith had a really solid end of the year last year, you know, making it in the playoffs, you know, kind of advancing in each playoff phase. And I mean, Luke's been out there for a while. You know, that last year was his first year where he kind of, you know, really broke out and had a bunch of good finishes. So you just got to realize that it does take a while to, you know, get to where you want to go. And, you know, those guys out there they're good. They're, you know, each week somebody, you know, shoots really low, and that's what you got to realize. You know, you've got to have a fantastic week to be able to compete and to be able to have a chance on Sunday. And I'm feeling better and better every year, and that's what I've kind of been doing the last 5 or 6 years. I've just kind of gotten better every year, and I want to continue to do that. And if it takes me another 3 years to win, that's fine. But I feel like I'm ready. And I mean, Jimmy Walker didn't win until he's like 31 or 32. So he was, I think, on tour for 15 years before he won a PGA Tour event, which is crazy to think now since he's, you know, top 20 in the world, I guess. But patience is tough, especially if you're not playing good. But I'm finally kind of seeing it turn around and kind of go in a positive direction.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager coming off a top 20 finish this past weekend at the AT&T Byron Nelson at 14 under par. You're listening to Stephen here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Stephen, if I may, I want to ask you a couple follow-ups to something I thought you said just a minute ago with David that was very interesting. What's the most nervous you've ever been with a golf club in your hand?
My first professional, I was still in college. It was 2011. I played on my home course. They have a European Tour event there in Munich. And I came back for the summer, and I got a sponsor's invite through, I guess, the German golf team. And that was my first big event, and the first tee, I mean, I'm going to say there was 1,000 people there. And I played college golf. The most you'd ever see is 3 parents and
right.
Coach. So, you know, I was fine the whole day, and I got to the first tee, and my then coach was caddying for me, and I hit the first tee shot, and we're walking off the tee. I was like, dude, I couldn't even feel a club in my hand. It was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done, but I actually hit a decent shot, and I didn't miss and didn't make the cut, but I played a pretty good round that first round. That was probably the most nervous I've ever been, but I like it, man. It's something I enjoy. Obviously, it's different, and you've got to kind of embrace it a little bit, because when you do feel it, it's a lot better to feel it on a Sunday afternoon than you're grinding to make the cut on Friday. That's not a good pressure.
Well, which
the good pressure comes on Sunday.
That was my next question. Which of those is more intense? You're looking up on the
Friday
cut number,
sure.
or are you trying? Okay.
I mean, for me, just because sometimes you just don't have it, and you're just like you said, you're grinding, and you might not be swinging as well, and you're on the line. You're like, come on, let me just, give me 2 more days. And sometimes you find something on Friday afternoon on the range or Saturday morning that you have a great weekend, and that's where, that's where you can get the backdoor top 10s or the backdoor top 15s, where you really kind of make ground up. But obviously it's a great feeling to have on Saturday and Sunday, and obviously, I play with Jordan on Sunday, so the crowds in Dallas are pretty big. But it's good. I mean, it's part of the reason why we play. We want to be up there, and we want to be in contention, feel it. And anybody would be lying if they're saying, "Hey, I'm not nervous." It's just part of the deal.
Now, I'm almost certain that they have direct deposit, but can you ask to have like $118,000 check so you can swing through the Regent's drive-through just to see the look on the teller's face?
You can, and there's a funny story about I think James Hahn a couple years ago. He won Phoenix, I think,
right?
And he still had it on check. I guess I don't know when they start direct deposit, but they still had it. So they sent him a check for, I don't know, $1.2 million or something.
Right.
And he went to the bank and deposited, and the teller almost had a heart attack. So, but yeah, you can. I'm sure you can still request a check but it's obviously, we play for a lot of money, but for us, it's the points really that count. And I got almost 50 points, so that's a huge step in the right direction. And that's pretty much what keeps our card and keeps us in the playoffs and everything. So the money is great, but it's not the main goal anymore. It's get as many points as you want, and those 50 points rack up a lot easier than the 2.5 points that you get with 70 seconds. So, you know, it's something that we try to do every week, get as many points as possible.
You're listening to Stephen Yeager, the former Baylor School and UTC golfer here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Well, you got the Knoxville Open coming up on the web.com tour. You're the defending mm-hmm. champ. Are you going to play that again this week?
You know what? I'm probably going to just take a week off. I've been asked that question a few times, and I play Dallas. I have the U.S. Open Monday qualifier sectional in Dallas again next week.
Okay.
And then hopefully I'll be in Colonial, and then we have Canada for the Open, and hopefully I'll be in the U.S. Open in Pebble. So, you know, I got to rest. We've got a long summer ahead. We've got probably, you know, 8 out of the next 10 weeks that, you know, I want to play. And it'd be great. It's a home game. But, you know, my focus is solely on PGA Tour. And that was just last year. I was kind of on a little bit of a struggle bus and just wanted to play something. And I decided against it this year.
All right, Stephen, you know, when you think about the PGA Tour schedule, a lot of people love it because from April to July mm-hmm. now, there's a major each month. But there's also yeah. been some talk of some of these other tournaments getting good fields, but not quite the elite fields that they've had in the past. I mean, obviously, Tiger has gone from the Masters to the PGA without even playing.
Yeah.
What is some of the talk that you've yeah. heard with some of the other players? Do they like the new schedule?
You know, I think it's, you know, for the big guys, I think it's great because they, you know, they play every month. They might play one more event each month. And by, you know, they start in April, and by June, it's over, or August is over, and, you know, they've got the playoffs. So a lot of the big guys won't play that much in the fall. And now in the fall series, I think we have 11 or 12 events coming up, which is a lot more than six that we used to have, I guess. I don't really know. I think it really depends. Some fields that used to be really good, like Charlotte used to be a very, very elite field. And, you know, still some big guys come, but it went pretty deep this year in the category. And a lot of guys, even on that last year's 150 list, were getting in. And it's probably each person you ask has a different answer to it, because they might like different events, or they might like different times in the year. I've always been somebody that kind of plays well in the summer. I haven't figured out why I don't come out of the winter very well. We might have to change something this next winter. But yeah, every guy's different that you ask.
All right, you know how we like to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the uh-huh. head. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, how often do you find yourself eating at No Baked Cookie Dough on Fraser Avenue?
Too many times. I go every day I'm home.
All right, Tyler Duncan hit his wife in the head with an approach shot this weekend. How big in the doghouse would you be if you hit Shelby with an approach shot?
I have hit her before, actually. We're still married.
All right, what's your favorite Spieth story from this past weekend?
My favorite what story?
Jordan Spieth.
Spieth story?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Honestly, every time I play with him, I forget that he's just a really humble, down-to-earth guy that is so easy to root for because he's super nice. And that's pretty much all I got to say about him. He's just as good as it gets. And I hope he gets through the struggles and, comes out, you know, kind of swinging the next couple weeks.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your top 20 finish. Best of luck to a productive summer. Catch some rest this weekend, and look forward to talking to you down the road. We always enjoy having you on here on Press Row.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Stephen Yeager coming off a top 20 at the AT&T Byron Nelson. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.